On Sunday we prayed, O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. How does the word of God, the seed which is sown, defend us from all adversity? How is the parable of the sower an answer to this prayer? For many people, the word of God serves no lasting good. They resist the good news that Christ Jesus bore our sins, that for his sake we are forgiven. Where there is forgiveness, there is everlasting life. Yet this message falls on deaf ears. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. Many things get in the way of God's word. Some people simply refuse to hear of the Father's love for his creation. Others fall away from the church when things get difficult, or leave the church when things are going well. No matter the reason, the word of God that falls on unreceptive ears can bring no comfort, no hope, no joy. Those who do not hear reject God's word because of the hardness of their hearts, because of the lies of the devil, or the desires of their own sinful flesh. May our Lord grant us ears to willingly hear his word, that faith and trust in him may grow for our temporal and eternal blessing. Amen.